Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know how much sodium is in the food that you feed your kids? And sometimes you might be shocked to see the amounts that are in children's family meals and snacks. My guest is Dr. Stephen Daniels. He's the chair of the AAP Committee on Nutrition and a professor and chairman in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Daniels. People would be shocked, wouldn't they, if they saw how much sodium was in the food they feed their children?
Well, you're right. We know that families eat way too much sodium, and it's interesting, when you talk to people in a clinical setting, they often are surprised because they indicate that they never add salt at the dinner table. But what they're missing is the fact that there is so much hidden salt, especially in prepackaged foods. And salt comes in foods that you might not necessarily think of as salty. So, for example, a number of bakery products like breads and rolls or cookies, even some cereals that are common for children are relatively high in salt.
So in this age of childhood obesity and the epidemic we're facing, Dr. Daniels, you know, people, we're seeing children, I'm sure you as a cardiologist are seeing children with high blood pressure, which is, you know, something we did not used to see. How much sodium is okay for the average, you know, healthy child that's very active?
Well, good question. And there's a little bit of controversy about what is the optimum amount. But the range is somewhere between 1,500 and 2,300 milligrams per day. The problem is that most Americans are above 3,000 milligrams per day. So they're substantially above even the higher recommended level. And talking about blood pressure, you're right. We see more elevation of blood pressure in children and adolescents than we've seen in the past. And there's a recent study that showed blood pressure is actually increasing in children across the board. And one of the factors that was responsible for that increase, or at least associated with it, was increased levels of salt intake.
Now, I mean, I'm sure that some people read labels and they're very interested in what goes into these products, but some of those kid meals, kids love those little TV dinner kid meals. But if you look at them, some of them have like 600, 700, 800 milligrams of sodium in them. And, you know, it's like a little mac and cheese and a little baked apple-y thing. And you're amazed when you see how much they shove into this stuff.
It is amazing. And it starts early. So the good news about early nutrition is that most baby foods are actually low in sodium. But there was a recent study by the Centers for Disease Control which looked at toddler foods and showed that when babies transition from baby foods to toddler foods, they go from a low sodium type of diet to a much higher sodium content diet. And really it's across the board in prepackaged foods. Restaurant foods tend to be very high in sodium. And the other important piece in all this is that our taste for salt is actually, at least in part, maybe in large part, dictated by how much salt we eat. So when we reduce salt in the diet, actually our taste for salt changes. And individuals who have reduced salt in their diet after a number of weeks or months feel that the foods that they were eating before taste too salty. So there's an opportunity to create a very good dynamic in terms of reducing salt and reducing the taste for salt.
Okay, so if our children are getting too much sodium as little kids, are we setting them up for a lifetime of being potato chip junkies and liking all of that extra sodium in their food?
I think we are, because if the taste for salt is dependent on salt intake, when we hit that higher level early, then that sets up an ongoing taste for salt.
That's quite a statement. So what are some tips that you can give Dr. Daniels to avoid too much sodium in their snacks that they feed? I mean, and start with snacks, because we obviously know if you're going to cook for your kids and eat whole foods and get them to eat their vegetables and teach them to garden and grow into, you're going to have less. But what about in that snacks? How can we keep those numbers down?
Well, I think starting with the overall diet first, we do need to emphasize fruits and vegetables and fresh foods as opposed to prepackaged foods. And I think that same philosophy applies to snacks. So if kids are focusing on fruits and vegetables as their snacks as opposed to the chips or many of the other kind of pre-prepared foods, they can actually have a substantially lower salt intake during the day. And we know that things like potato chips and pretzels and those kinds of things, which end up being pretty common as snack foods, are very high in sodium.
Dr. Daniels, what about the new sort of influx of things like veggie chips and that sort of thing? Do you know if those are pretty high in sodium as well, because they're touted as being more healthy for kids?
So there's a range, and I think this is where what you said earlier really counts, and that is looking at the label, figuring out what the sodium content is, and also paying attention to the serving size issues, because I think many of these prepackaged foods come in portion sizes that are much larger than we would want for the average child. So we need to pay attention to what is the right portion size for a child and how that might change as the child gets older and becomes an adolescent.
And some of the favorite foods for kids, hot dogs, macaroni and cheese, these things are alarmingly high, especially hot dogs, because they've got the sodium nitrates in them and such.
Yeah, so a lot of those favorite foods read like a list of the highest sodium-containing foods. Unfortunately, you'd have to put pizza on that list, a lot of Mexican food, tacos, burritos, et cetera, end up being very high in salt. Now, good news is that if you're preparing some of these foods at home, you can make a pizza, for example, that is relatively lower in salt by choosing the right kinds of ingredients. And that's true of many foods that can be prepared, avoiding the prepackaged, pre-prepared kinds of versions of those foods.
If you had to pick the more important part of choosing healthy snacks, or, you know, would it be the fat that is in them, or would it be the sodium levels?
You know, I hate to pick, because I think actually, as we think about it, and as families and parents think about the kinds of foods they're offering their children, I think we should aim for an overall healthy diet. So I think in reality, we can aim for a diet that is lower in saturated fat, lower in sodium, and lower in simple sugars, providing really the optimum kind of nutrient density for children. And so I think that avoids the trade-off of picking one food versus another, because you're focusing on sodium one day or fats the next day.
In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Daniel, please, you know, reiterate for us how much sodium is okay for parents if they are going to read labels and they're looking at the products they're feeding their children. How much is okay and how much is too much?
Well, the recommended level is 2,300 milligrams per day. There are people out there who really think the level should be lowered lower than that to 1,500 milligrams per day. But as I said, the average American is often over 3,000 milligrams per day. So there's a big opportunity for improvement here.
Okay, listeners, so the chair of the AAP Committee on Nutrition, Dr. Stephen Daniels, has just told you you have to read labels. Keep it to 1,500, if you can, milligrams of sodium, because it can set your children up for a lifetime of bad habits and too much sodium. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Let's stay well and keep our kids well, too.